Welcome back to Winning Within, your go-to self-empowerment podcast. Today I'm going to talk about emotions because I find it very interesting that we are emotional beings and that emotion forms a very central part of our lives, a very core part of our lives. We make decisions based on how we feel. We spend time with people based on how we feel. We do things based on how they make us feel. Basically, everything revolves around how we feel. Therefore, I find it very interesting that we don't get an emotional education. Nowhere in school was I taught how to, first of all, what emotions are, and secondly, how to manage emotions, particularly the uncomfortable emotions. And so, because we're never taught that emotions are there to be felt, by default, we avoid the uncomfortable ones because they're uncomfortable, and we were never taught that it's good to feel them. So it makes sense, actually, that we avoid the uncomfortable feelings, because imagine something happens to you and it's uncomfortable and kind of scary even, and you don't know that it's good for you. You actually don't know. You actually kind of feel that it's dangerous in a sense. Of course you're going to run away from it. At the same time, your emotions are not to be avoided. Your emotions are not dangerous and your emotions are not bad for you. All of your emotions are good for you. All of your emotions are there to be felt. All of your emotions are there to communicate with you. And so we can start to realize that emotions are there to be felt. And when we do, we can recognize that it's okay to feel uncomfortable feelings. It's okay to sit with the anxiety you feel. It's actually more than okay. That's actually a transformative process that you're undergoing when you sit with the feeling. You're transforming that feeling. You are neutralizing the energetic charge of the emotion. It's actually, you get exactly what you want. Because ultimately, the reason that you avoid anxiety, anger, sadness, shame, whatever it may be, is because you want peace. And because your brain has been telling you all these years that it does not want to feel those emotions, then as a result, if you want peace, you must not feel those emotions, because that's what your brain currently believes. But if you start teaching your brain that, it's okay to feel those emotions, it's not a problem, and you start teaching it and training it and rewiring your brain to actually believe that itself through your actions, by consistently staying with the feeling, whatever feeling it is, you start teaching your brain, it's okay to feel anxiety. It's okay to feel fear. It's okay to feel shame. It's okay to feel embarrassed. It's okay to feel every emotion. And when you do, your brain then has peace, whether you feel an uncomfortable feeling or not, because you've taught it that it's okay to feel it. And the more you do that, the more you start to realize that it becomes easier and easier, because you're progressively letting go of the belief that it's dangerous to feel uncomfortable feelings. And as you are, you're starting to recognize that it's actually totally okay and you're totally safe feeling those emotions. And when you do, you become so much more peaceful, because you're no longer trying to avoid any emotion. You embrace every emotion. And because you're not resisting anything, you're automatically in a state of peace. Because resistance is the only thing that has been disrupting your peace. Resistance to what is. Resistance to negative thoughts you may have. Resistance to uncomfortable feelings. And when you resist an uncomfortable feeling, you don't get rid of it. I think it was Sigmund Freud who said something along the lines of, suppressed emotions don't go away, they just transform and manifest themselves in a different form. So recognize that avoiding your emotions is not doing what you want it to do. It is not making you better. It is stuffing down more and more and more emotion into your body. Emotion that's become stagnant. And the more you do that, the worse you're going to feel. You can start to recognize that you can start to feel those emotions, and as you do, your body's going to let it out, and you're going to be transmuting that. You're going to be neutralizing the energetic charge such that over time, your emotional system becomes healthy. Because now you no longer have stagnant energy inside of you. Your energetic, your emotional system is now fluid and it's working as it was intended to work. The emotions arise as a result of a certain thought that's triggered by a certain event. You feel the emotion and it moves through your body. And if you feel it and you stay with it, the messenger has communicated its message. So it has no reason to stay. But until you feel that emotion, it must stay within you. And it's not good to have a lot of emotion stuck inside you. You want your emotions to come and go and come and go. And don't get attached to emotions and don't resist emotions. And instead, just be the presence and the space for it to come up and to release.